Hello, this is Tom Scott with the Ford County Chronicle for Wednesday, June 11th, 2025. We begin our reading on the front page, an article from the Ford County Schools, Dooley stepping down as PBL's superintendent. Stress of job cited as reason for his unexpected departure from the district. Paxton. Citing the stress of the job, Travis Dooley is stepping down as superintendent of the Paxton-Buckley-Lota School District at the end of this month, 3 years before his contract is set to expire. The unexpected news came in an email to staff, who shared it with the Ford County Chronicle on Tuesday, June 3rd. The next day, Dooley told the Ford County Chronicle that he submitted his written resignation to the school board on Sunday, June 1st, with an effective date of Monday, June 30th. Dooley, who succeeded Cliff McClure as superintendent on July 1, 2023, has been employed by the district for 23 years, previously having served 1 year under McClure as associate superintendent, 8 years as principal of PBL High School, and 12 years as a high school business teacher while also coaching the varsity girls basketball team. Last year, the board approved a 3-year extension of Dooley's contract as superintendent, from July 1, 2025 through June 30, 2028. Whether as teacher, coach, principal, or superintendent, I have always tried to do my job by building relationships within the community and schools while striving to improve our schools, Dooley wrote in his letter to staff. The superintendency is a unique role, though, that takes a certain amount of energy and also comes with a certain level of stress. Ultimately, that stress has begun to have an impact upon me in a number of ways, and although I have tried to push through that impact, I have come to a point where I believe it is time for me to pursue other opportunities and for someone else to lead the district. On a personal note, I hope all of you know that I care deeply for each of you, for our communities, and most of all, for our students. To say that I am grateful for the opportunities I have been given over the years is an understatement, as many of you were a part of that. As the summer goes on, Assistant Superintendent Tara Chandler will keep you updated regarding the next step. Thank you for all you do for PBL students each and every day. Dooley declined an opportunity to make further comments when reached by the Chronicle. The school board will be tasked with finding a replacement. The school board's president, Don Batchold of Paxton, did not immediately respond to an email requesting comment. The board's next regularly scheduled meeting is 6 p.m. Wednesday, June 11th in the boardroom at the unit office in Paxton. Online district records show Dooley's base salary for 2024-25 was $129,347. He has an $11,640 pension. Dooley's resignation came amid an investigation into alleged sexual misconduct by longtime teacher and former coach Robert Pacey, and just a few weeks after the school board was urged to look further into the situation and hold administrators accountable for not promptly suspending Pacey and notifying the Illinois Department of Children and Family Services. Parent Samantha Magers told the board at its May 7th meeting that she was concerned that the school district administration waited more than 2 months to place Pacey on paid administrative leave and begin an internal investigation, despite having been notified in January by the DCFS that he had been accused of sexual assault and grooming and was under investigation by the state police. Magers noted that January's complaint of abuse was apparently not the first filed against Pacey either, but was apparently the first reported to DCFS. These reports were in fact made to state staff and administration, Magers told the board. Where did the process halt? Why didn't these reports get any further than administration? DCFS confirmed with me today that zero reports involving Rob had been filed with DCFS prior to January 2025. They hadn't even heard of him until 4.5 months ago. Magers asked that the district swiftly wrap up its investigation into misconduct allegation and that the board do its own investigation too into how complaints were handled. We voted you into these positions because we expect that you will keep administration in check, and we are imploring you to please look into this further. And we would appreciate it if you would let us know of your findings and that you have put an investigation together, because as of right now, it really feels like nothing's going on. Also addressing the board with concerns last month was PBL High School student Kyla Frankie, who requested policy changes, quote, so this does not happen to another kid again, unquote. She suggested requiring better training for employees so that they know what to report. She also suggested that requiring any employee with more than one complaint of misconduct be placed on paid administrative leave immediately upon the administration being notified of an ongoing police investigation. Pacey, a STEM and technology core teacher at Clara Peterson Elementary School, and former head PBL junior high cross country coach and girls track coach, is a 17-year employee of PBL District and a lifelong Paxton resident who also serves as Ward 3 alderman in Paxton City Council and as a Ford County Republican precinct committeeman, plus as a member of numerous civic organizations. PBL High School head cross country coach Dustin Frankie said Thursday that Pacey was forced to resign in November 2021 from his roles with the cross-country and track programs and has not been affiliated with any aspect of our track and field cross-country program in any manner since then. Pacey has adamantly denied any wrongdoing and no criminal charges have been filed. I can say without a doubt I have done nothing wrong, Pacey said in a statement in April. I am looking forward to the investigation being completed as quickly as possible, returning to work, and putting this all behind us. A native of Lexington in McLean County, Dooley began his career in public education at Mount Pulaski High School as a business teacher. Dooley, who lives in Loda with his wife Mindy and their three children, holds a bachelor's degree from Illinois State University and master's and specialist degrees from Eastern Illinois University. 20 years ago, I came to PBL as a young teacher looking for an opportunity. Since then, I have had the privilege to serve as a teacher, coach, sponsor, advisor, and principal, Dooley said in a 2022 news release from the school district announcing his promotion to superintendent. Each of these roles afforded me the opportunity to serve our students, school, and communities. During this time, PBL became my home, and I have built relationships with many of our community members. Dooley's predecessor, Cliff McClure, retired following his 20th year at the helm of PBL and 27th year there overall. Our next story is not in the print version of the Ford County Chronicle this week, but it is on the Ford County Chronicle webpage. And it is directly related to the story we just read. And its headline reads, lawsuit alleges sexual misconduct by Rob Pacey, cover-up by administrators at PBL schools. Paxton. A lawsuit filed in Ford County Circuit Court alleges that a Paxton Buckley Lotus School District teacher and former coach inappropriately touched numerous female students over the course of more than a decade, and that administrators repeatedly ignored students' claim of abuse and never reported the allegations to the Illinois Department of Children and Family Services as required. A 14-count civil complaint was filed by Chicago civil rights attorney Bhavani Ravidran on Friday, June 6th, on behalf of three plaintiffs, one a former student, one, a parent of a former student, and one, a parent of a current student, and against five defendants. The school district, former Superintendent Cliff McClure, Superintendent Travis Dooley, PBL Junior High School Principal Josh Didier, and Clara Peterson Elementary School teacher and former coach Robert Rob Pacey. The lawsuit seeks more than $50,000 in damages for each count. The suit alleges that administrators received multiple reports of alleged inappropriate behavior by Pacey, including grooming and inappropriate touching of students, starting not long after he was hired in 2008 as a junior high school social studies teacher and assistant junior high cross-country coach. However, those administrators repeatedly dismissed the complaints, ignoring the school district's own policies by never notifying the DCFS, the lawsuit claimed. Not until this past January, when one of the alleged victims revealed her experiences with Pacey to a therapist, who subsequently contacted DCFS, was the agency ever notified, the suit alleged. And even after an Illinois State Police investigation ensued, administrators failed to immediately discipline Pacey, who was not suspended until months later, according to the suit. Pacey and Dooley and Didier did not immediately respond to email messages seeking comment, while attempts to contact McClure were unsuccessful. Quote, "It is appalling how many brave students and parents have come forward to lodge complaints about inappropriate conduct by a staff member just to have it ignored or swept under the rug by the school district," unquote, Ravindran said in an email statement on Tuesday, June 10th. "PBL families should be able to know their children are safe at school. Anything less is unacceptable. Families that have brought this case and the community deserve transparency about how this has happened, how it went on as long as it did, and what will be done to ensure that it will never happen again. My clients are students that have taken on this burden to ensure that students that come after them are not harmed. The families that have stepped forward are asking that anyone else with information reach out to DCFS and report what they know. Every little bit helps." As of this week, Pacey had not been criminally charged or arrested and remained employed at PBL on paid administrative leave. Pacey, a STEM and technology teacher at Clara Peterson Elementary School and former head PBL junior high cross country and girls track coach, has denied any wrongdoing. Meanwhile, Dooley, who has been superintendent since July 1, 2023, when he replaced the retired McClure, has resigned effective June 30th. Dooley, who has been employed by the district for 23 years, including 8 years as principal of PBL High School, cited the stress of his job but made no mention of the situation involving Pacey in announcing his resignation, which was expected to be accepted by the school board during its June 11th meeting. In May, the school board was urged to hold administrators accountable for not promptly suspending Pacey and notifying DCFS. Policy changes were also requested by a student in attendance so that this does not happen to another kid again. Pacey, a 17-year employee of the school district, was first hired by PBL in 2008. In the years since, he has taught social studies, driver's education, and health at PBL High School, and taught typing, computers, STEM, and Legos, both at PBL Junior High School and at Clara Peterson Elementary School. He also served as the head track coach at the junior high school from 2010 to 2013, and the head cross-country coach at the junior high school from 2016 to 2021. He served as volunteer assistant track coach in 2014, 15, 16, and 2018 as well. A lifelong resident, Paxton continues to serve as Ward 3 alderman on the Paxton City Council and as a Ford County Republican precinct committeeman, as well as a member of numerous civic organizations. Among other claims, the lawsuit alleged sexual misconduct involving multiple female students from 2010 to 2018 at the junior high. It was well known among the students, faculty, administration that Pacey was reported to give more attention to female students and athletes, including but not limited to giving them nicknames, massaging their shoulders, and touching them on the arms, the lawsuit claimed. According to the lawsuit, PBL Junior High School Administration was notified in 2009 that Pacey, quote, needed improvement in his interactions with students, unquote. Later, between 2010 and 2013, administrators received several reports alleging inappropriate behavior by Pacey, including reports made by two teachers, a teacher's aide, and three female students. The claims included that Pacey had massaged girls' muscles in homeroom and brought them running shoes as leverage, the lawsuit said. In November 2013, at least four junior high school students told school administration in a survey that Pacey made them feel uncomfortable. That same month, a female sixth grader claimed Pacey slid his hand along her lower back, which was witnessed by another student and a teacher's aide. The student reported that Pacey came up behind her and touched her hip and slid his hand across her lower back, the lawsuit said. The student also reported that previously she believed Pacey was staring at her chest. At around that same time, multiple anonymous reports had been submitted that Pacey was a, quote, pervert, unquote. The lawsuit said Didier met with that student and offered to move her to a different classroom. Pacey was also advised by administration not to physically touch any student unless there was an emergency, the student noted. Through 2017, the district and junior high continued to receive reports of alleged inappropriate behavior as well, the student said, including two junior high students. Students reported to Didier that Pacey was extremely inappropriate with junior high girls from their classes, including touching students, looking up and down their skirts, and accidentally, quote unquote, touching their breasts. In 2017, a parent reported that Pacey had been inappropriate with her daughter. In 2017, another parent reported to PBL senior high school principal Travis Dooley and PBL Senior High School Assistant Principal Jeff Graham that Pacey had made inappropriate comments to her daughters. When no action was taken, the parent confronted Pacey in public to get him to stop. During the 2016-2017 school year, Pacey was reported to have massaged an eighth grade female student's feet in his social studies class. The student and her parent reported it to Superintendent McClure. Pacey pulled the student out of class and told her she needed to stop reporting him or he was going to get fired. Pacey found the parent, who was a PBL senior high employee, and pulled her out of the class she was responsible for to confront her for reporting him. From 2016 to 2018, a teacher at PBL Junior High reported observing Pacey touch girls on multiple occasions in an appropriate way, including physically touching girls to stretch them out for track in the hallways and massaging their shoulders in the middle of class. The same teacher reported seeing Pacey take girls into his classroom alone during lunch. The teacher made multiple reports to the administration of Pacey's inappropriate behavior, including to the curriculum coordinator at PBL Junior High. As a result of these complaints, the lawsuit noted, little or nothing was done. Teachers and staff at PBL believed that nothing would happen even if reports were being made, the lawsuit said. None of the incidents involving Pacey from 2012 to 2018 were reported to DCFS by the school district administrators, boards, employees, or agents. Pacey was suspended for 1 to 2 weeks for comments he allegedly made in 2015 when he allegedly told a female high school track athlete that he wanted to, quote, slap the hell out of her, unquote, and later stated that the student was, quote, attractive but did not listen well, unquote, the lawsuit said. Both of these comments were reported to the senior high school principal, the lawsuit said, which noted that, up until that point, that was the only suspension Pacey had served for inappropriate conduct. Upon his return from the suspension, coaches asked Pacey to step down as an official high school assistant track coach. Pacey apologized and began assisting more at the junior high level starting in the 2016-2017 school year. McClure reportedly asked coaches to keep an eye on Pacey. From 2012 to 2017, then high school athletic director John Overstreet made multiple reports of Pacey's inappropriate activities with young girls to the high school administration. Even so, Pacey returned to coaching at the high school in 2018 as a volunteer assistant for cross country. After returning, Pacey was allegedly seen twice rubbing a high school female athlete's foot and was advised to stop touching students. The very next day, Pacey was observed stretching out a female and/or rubbing her foot, the lawsuit said. He was told to leave immediately. Pacey met later that day with high school athletic director Brock Niebuhr, the high school's cross-country coach, and Dooley, who was the school's principal at the time, the lawsuit said. After Pacey admitted he had been rubbing athletes' feet, he was told he was no longer welcome at high school practices and would not be coaching at the senior high school again. In summer 2018, Pacey was removed from coaching at the high school level and was repositioned from social studies and driver's education classes to a technology specialist position primarily located in the junior high and elementary school. Meanwhile, from 2011 to 2021, PBL High School's head track coach also made several reports of Pacey's conduct to administration, including Dooley and former high school principal Tred Eshelman. The lawsuit said, in response, Dooley threatened to take disciplinary action against the coach if she continued talking bad about Pacey. Despite multiple attempts to report his behavior, students, parents, teachers, and lower-level administrators feared reprisal from the district and the community if they spoke continuously against Pacey, the lawsuit said. As of late 2024, if a PBL teacher, teacher aide, or school employee feels the need to make a DCFS report, administrators have advised them to speak to the social worker first and often call the parents of the involved student to ask whether they want a report filed in violation of the policy requirements. Other allegations included, from 2012 through 2014, a female track athlete at the high school claimed she was sexually assaulted by Pacey in the high school's weight room. As Pacey began stretching out the student, he allegedly touched the inside of both of her thighs above the knee, close to her crotch and private area. When members of the high school softball team entered the weight room along with the teacher, they became visibly upset and immediately walked out. The teacher reported the inappropriate and sexualized touching to Eshelman, who reportedly told the teacher, "That's just what they do for track." Again, administration did not report the incident. During the 2019-2020 school year, a student at Clara Peterson Elementary School said Pacey had massaged her shoulders at least 6 to 9 times while she was in fourth grade. He was also allegedly seen rubbing the shoulders of another female student. The student did not believe anything would happen if these occurrences were reported, as she had seen him repeatedly doing the same thing to other female students, openly in class, the lawsuit said. Later, the student also claimed to have seen Pacey strike girls on the back of their heads at track meets and tell them if they did not do better, he would bench them. In September 2021, a junior high student and cross-country team member claimed she was struck over the head by Pacey at a cross-country meet, telling her that if she didn't shut up, he was going to tape her mouth shut. Later, Pacey apologized to the student, asking her not to tell her dad, a PBL employee, the lawsuit said. Previously to being struck, the student had seen Pacey strike other students in a similar manner on at least 2 prior occasions and make multiple angry comments about the girls remaining quiet during class or practice. In one such incident, Pacey allegedly struck a student with a clipboard for talking when he was talking, according to the lawsuit. After being notified of the striking incidents, Didier told Pacey not to tap, hit, touch anyone moving forward, the lawsuit said. Didier also began an investigation and met with Pacey, who admitted he tapped a female student. On September 17th, a third student confirmed that she had observed both of the other strikes and that she herself had been hit on the head by Pacey during a meet as well, the lawsuit said. Despite the pending allegations and investigation, the district allowed Pacey not only to continue to coach, but spend time alone with students on a one-on-one. In October 2021, the same student who allegedly was struck by Pacey the month prior claimed that Pacey watched her change from baggy shorts into spandex shorts while they were alone inside a girls' locker room. Pacey also allegedly grabbed or cupped her bottom as she bent backwards while doing squats at a cross-country practice. Even so, the district allowed Pacey to continue as cross-country coach for the remainder of the season, while the investigation into the incidents reportedly went forward, the lawsuit said. The investigation was conducted by PBL Junior High School Administration, primarily Didier, and resulted in a finding of that gross misconduct and unprofessional behavior had occurred, but that there was no immediate threat or danger. Didier reportedly said, "Overall, I never felt that a call to DCFS was needed or warranted." Didier gave Pacey the option of either resigning from his cross-country and track positions or face termination from those positions. Pacey chose to resign that same fall. Despite the number of previous incidents and complaints, Pacey was still teaching driver's education to PBL high school students as of January 25th. It was that same month when the student who claimed she was forced to change into clothes in front of Pacey told her therapist of the incident. The therapist then reported the alleged misconduct to the DCFS, leading to an investigation being opened. District administration was notified of the investigation by both the student's parents and DCFS, but no immediate disciplinary action was taken. Even after the report was made, Pacey remained on school grounds, taught driver's education students one-on-one, and walked through junior and senior high cross-country practices, the lawsuit noted. Even after this report was made, Pacey continued to teach at Claire Peterson Elementary School, where he was observed hovering over female students at the computer with one hand on their waist and the other on their arm, redirecting the way they used the mouse. On March 21st, the parents filed a formal Title IX complaint with the district, detailing the incidents and alleging that sexual misconduct and grooming had occurred. Then, on April 7th, Dooley sent an email to parents and the student body indicating that an elementary teacher had been placed on administrative leave for conduct that occurred during the 2021-22 school year. According to the lawsuit, Dooley, Didier, and McClure committed willful and wanted acts and/or omissions in reckless or careless disregard for the safety and welfare of the alleged victims by failing to properly investigate more than 22 complaints by students, parents, and teachers of inappropriate touching, statements, bullying, and grooming behaviors, including non-consensual touching, sensual or romantic touching, battering, and bullying of students. They also allegedly failed to refer at least 9 complaints to DCFS hotline in violation of district policies and procedures. The lawsuit said they failed to follow the mandatory practices and procedures established for the investigation or handling of sexual and physical harassment, assault, battering, bullying, and other inappropriate acts by a teacher adult against a student. Also, they allegedly failed to monitor and prevent Pacey's contact with minors, failed to monitor his activities while he coached PBL Junior High Cross Country, including permitting him unrestricted access to enter the locker room and practices for other teams, even after he had been reported for allegedly striking a student and committing several inappropriate acts of non-consensual touching and sexual harassment of minors. Discouraged, reprimanded, ignored, and/or intimidated teachers, employees, and coaches for reporting allegations of inappropriate conduct and/or sexual assault or harassment to school administration, the DCFS, and law enforcement, and encouraged teachers, employees, and coaches to to ignore the district's policies and procedures regarding the reporting and investigation of such allegations. The counts against Pacey include claims that battery, assault, the intentional infliction of emotional distress, and violations of the Illinois Gender Violence Act.